Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Booby Deputy Reviews, where if you are on our YouTube channel, you probably noticed something a little bit different. If you're on our podcast, you're going to want to stay tuned for this because this review is going to be a lot of fun and it's kind of interesting. This one let me first say, the movie that we're going to be talking about today is the 2021 The Black Phone. It's a Black Phone movie, but technically the title is The Black Phone. If you are over here on our YouTube channel, you probably notice that I'm starting with the podcast image, which I don't normally do, and I'm going to explain that here in just a moment. But I want to touch on the fact, like I said, this is a guilty rating that I am giving this movie. Now, there is going to be a lot of stuff to unpack here with this one. With, of course, you know me, no spoilers ever, so you don't ever have to worry about that. And this one is kind of a little weird for a different reason, because when this one came out in 2021, I could have sworn I had reviewed this one. I went back through my website. I went back through my database. I went all through all of my stuff. I even went through my notes. I cannot find anywhere where I reviewed this. And I know I did. It's just one of those ones. It's like, I knew the story. I knew, so I had to have seen this, but where did all my stuff go? The whole movie deals with some supernatural stuff, but I'm like, come on, it's going to eat my review too? But either way, I enjoyed sitting down and watching it again and taking my notes again as I went through it. Oh, pardon me. But yeah, this one it's a different type of a thriller. And what you have here is a town in North Denver. It's a suburb of North Denver. And it's terrorized by this guy known as the Grabber. He grabs kids and basically tortures them to death through different methods and things like that. Now, when he grabs one particular kid, now it's like, what makes this kid special? Well, I'm not going to spoil it. But there's a lot of things involved with that. But before we get too deep into this one, I want to share the trailer with you. So let's kind of jump over and check that out real quick.
I'll be home in the morning.
Where are you going?
I'm staying over at Susie's tonight.
What's new? The fire.
The papers call him the Grabber.
I wish you would call him that.
You don't actually believe that story, do you? Because he can't hear you, and he doesn't really take kids that safe.
Now, what they're referring to there is there's this legend that if you say the Grabber's name three times, he will grab you. Well, what does that sound like? There's a playoff of a bunch of different superstitions and stuff in this movie. But the thing that they are referencing there is the whole Bloody Mary curse. Now, this black van and this abracadabra magician that's the Grabber, which, you know me, no spoilers, but that's kind of obvious even here in the trailer.
Oh, you goof. Wasn't that just peachy keen? You see that? Would you hand me my hat?
Yes, sir.
I am a part-time magician.
What are kids like? Kids like magicians, right?
Would you like to see a magic trick?
Now, this movie is set in 1978, and I was 4 years old at the time that this is set in, obviously not the time it was released, but back then, the whole thing was, don't get into a stranger's vehicle, don't do this, don't do the whole free candy, puppies, kind of that whole thing with that. Because that was really a way to lure kids into vans back in the day, was to give them something entertaining. And that's why this plays into the story so well, is this is a magician doing this. Or somebody posing as a magician, at least.
I have an announcement to make. One of our students, Finny Blake, was abducted.
What if I could help the police find Finny?
Does it work? Not since I was a kid.
I'll scream. I'll scratch your face.
This face?
Daddy, I had a dream about it.
What happened?
happened in your dream?
He was taken.
By a man with black wounds?
Yes.
We never released those details.
Remember the earlier scene, there is no cord for the phone plugged into anything, so it's not your average phone call.
Hello?
Don't hang up.
Who are you?
You know all our names.
You're getting out of here.
Please let the dreams be real.
What other scene does that scene remind you of a kid in a yellow rain jacket riding a bicycle? Zarina, stop it. Sorry, one of my kitties is trying to knock some stuff off my desk.
The one in front of you? I tore a long cable loose from down there.
There's a combination lock on the inside of this storm door.
What's the combination?
I curved it in the wall.
Hang up the phone!
The tree, the door, the gate? I've never seen it before except in my dream.
You don't have much time.
You're gonna use a weapon. You raise the phone, step back, and swing.
Look what you made me do.
Please hurry.
You remember what I told you?
That someday I should stand up for myself.
Someday is today, Finn.
Now, obviously, the February 4th it's referring to is from 2021 in that trailer, but that kind of gives you a little bit of an inkling of the story. And like I said, I'll go into it a little bit more, but you know me, no spoilers ever. But I want to show you why I decided to use the podcast image as my starter image here. If I want to, there we go, I'm taking that off. But you'll see the poster that I liked well enough that I wanted to use it was this one here. And since it is not in English, thinking that my primary poster was not going to work real well. So that's why I opened up with the podcast image on this one. But the boy and the girl that you see walking together there, that is Finn, and that is his sister Gwen. And they are basically the two big stars in this one because Gwen has an ability of sorts, the same thing that her mother had. And it is a gift of some sort of clairvoyance of sorts. And through her dreams, she is able to see some things. And so after Finn gets abducted by the grabber here, it's just a thing of survival. And he gets calls from other previous victims. That even said that in the trailer, so don't worry, that's not a spoiler there. But they give him clues on what to do. And there's a lot of inconsistencies and stuff with the story. And that's partially why my score kind of came in a little lower than it probably would have otherwise. But how does this end? Do they get the grabber in time? Does Finn survive? What happens to Gwen? What happens to the family? It's a very tense situation at home as well. And so kind of how this all plays out, this movie has you on the edge of your seat. And the inconsistencies in the story and the mistakes, if you're paying too close of attention to the details, you're not going to enjoy the movie. There's so many inconsistencies that if you focus on those, you're not going to enjoy the story. If you can step aside from that a little bit, you might actually enjoy it a lot more. And that's, I'm one, I really nitpick stories as I'm watching a movie and I pick up on those little inconsistencies and details. And I'm like, what? Ah, come on. And once in a while, the story is just enough where it can carry it through that. But you have to really be into the psychological thriller type stories that are just, what? And that's kind of what you get with this is you get the wide eye, just where you don't want to look away, where it's like back when this is in the theater, I could have sworn I would have seen it back then, But this is one of those ones you would not even wanted to get up and go use the restroom to watch this, because every time you think you've got something figured out with the story, or you think it's going to go down a certain way, part of the story is predictable, and the part of it that you think you've got figured out kind of gets turned on its head a couple times, because it makes you think one way, and then it does something else, and it makes you think another way, and it does something else, and it does another thing, and it does something else. And there's a mild religious undertone that would make certain people of faith very uncomfortable, and so that's also something to bring forth in this. It is mildly gory. There's quite a bit of blood that you see, but it's not like overly gory, not like some of the recent ones we've been talking about on that. But overall, like I said, it does do better than you would think. I mean, at least with the story-wise. Now, mind you, it's far from perfect. Like I said, the only reason that this movie works is that the story is entertaining enough to overlook the inconsistencies. But like I said, if you're like me and you get caught up in the inconsistencies, it's like I had to keep like stopping my brain going, ugh. I wish I knew what I had originally given this movie, because like I said, I couldn't find it in any of my databases or anything. So I don't know what happened there. But I'm scoring The Black Phone a 6.25 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. If it hadn't been for so many inconsistencies, this would have been in the solid sevens, maybe even low eights. There's a lot going for the story, but there's so many things that kind of pick it apart that it's just hard to do. So if you have never seen these movies and you are interested in the psychological thrillers that have a little bit of gore to them, then you actually might really enjoy this. If not, then yeah, this is one that you might want to skip. So I hope that this has helped somebody at least. And if you haven't already figured it out, I will be back on Monday with the new Black Phone, the Black Phone 2. So I hope you are going to be excited for that. So if you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe and turn on that little notification bell so that when these episodes go live, you'll get the little notification on your phone. And that way you can always get the latest and greatest Deputy content, which deals with the interrogations of these movies for plot and content. Like I said, kind of the stuff we're talking about today with this one. Because you've got the story plot and what that does, but then you've got the content that kind of contradicts some of it. And just, I really have to weigh the one against the other. And honestly, that's the hardest part about what I do. But at the same time, I love it. So, as always, I hope you're going to have a wonderful day. And I will be back soon. Bye, guys.